want it back.
Just gonna drain the pasta and then dish up. Looking forward to it. Since there's two in the household, you know, George doesn't like long pasta. And, nor anything overly tomato-y. So, I don't get this very often, so that's why I try to make a big batch. That's why I call it one of our girls' night in dinner. I'm hoping to expand my repertoire one of these days with some really good ingredients to start out and then see if I can augment later. So, now that's done. Where are my tongs? There they are. Best way to dish up. Now, I used to have a big pasta bowl. And so what I used to do with that is any thinner sauces I used to put on that. And then what I used to do is put I used to put the sauce in there, and if it was thin, like this one is a little bit, it would catch it, no matter what it is. And I used to like that, so I miss it. So I'm taking a ladleful of sauce, putting it on top, and just spreading it around a little bit. And I'll put a little bit more. If I had Asiago cheese, that would be the best thing to do. But since I don't, this has to work, but that's okay. So anyway, take a little bit of the pasta with the sauce. And of course, I dropped some. Happens, I guess, when you got a great big plate of pasta. That turned out quite well, despite not having the oregano and everything else that I like. So anyway, I'd say maybe about an 8 out of 10. I'm missing those extra flavors, but it's still good. And well worth a girls' night out in dinner. So anyway, may your journeys be safe. And I'll keep you up to date as to this week. Talk to you soon. Bye for now. God bless.